Carpenter was booming over there at the time he went over there, but they got over there. The old saying is, the grass, it looks greener when the other fellas pasture and it isn't yours, but the horse is grazing over the fence and put him over there, he's grazing back over the fence.
Yeah. I know how that is.
Black Star of Death over there, and he come on back over here and doodle around, got little jobs, one thing or another, till the end of the year, and he moved in the home place there. Well, I was born when they moved back here, after they moved back.
Yes.
And right across Thompson Creek over there.
And what were the, what were your brother and sister's names?
What you mean, when? All of them?
You had five brothers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be interested in knowing.
W.J. Willis Jerome. Emmett A. Emmett Walt and Melba.
Yes, sir.
He's my only poor brother. The other three were half brothers. And my older sister was Irene. She married a She has one son and two grandchildren. And the next girl was Pearl Rivers. She never did marry. She was an old maid school teacher. Put up 50 years in teaching school.
That's a long time.
Yes, sir. Then Annabelle, she married a Moore and Allen Parish. And they later years moved over here.
Yeah. Mr. Who were you named?
For my father.
You were named?
Junior.
Yeah, that's right. Were you the youngest, the oldest, or?
I'm the oldest of the younger set. Two sets, you mean.
That's right, yeah. You told me that.
And then my baby sister, my only whole sister, the other three were half-sister, Annabelle.
Yes.
And then Isnell was my whole sister, and she married the first cousin of hers, which was a.
Yes. I want to ask you something about the type things you raised and ate. Now, wheat baked in loaves was. Wheat flour baked in loaves was.
Well, we just made homemade bread, that's all was to it, you know. Once in a while, mother would make that, and that's about it. It's just homemade bread, that was the biggest, most bread we ever saw, for light bread, and flour, other than biscuits. Now, we had biscuits all the time.
Yeah.
My father didn't like cornbread, the rest of us liked cornbread. My father didn't care for cornbread much, I don't know why. He'd always, if it was in the cold biscuits, he'd eat cornbread. You'd never hear him complain.
Yeah.
If there's any cold biscuits left, he'd put them by his plate where he could get them. For dinner. How did that for dinner, you see? Nellie always had some biscuits left. Mother made. Generally made two pans, just big. Just could get them in the stove. Pretty good size of them. Oh, I reckon at least three dozen biscuits.